使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Okay, Romans chapter 5:20. The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our Lord's self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been free from sin.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，你是爱我们的主，你也是生命的主，你差遣了耶稣基督道成了肉身，为了我们这里每一位被挂在十字架上，为要除去我们生命当中的污秽，让我们借着因信称义，使我们得的永不朽坏的生命，我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们求主祝福以下正道的时间，求主的圣灵与我们同在，赐给我们一个谦卑领受的心来领受主你自己的话语。我们要用你的话来敬拜你，求主让我们借着主你自己的话语明白真道，并且活出真道，让我们的生命借着每一次的聚会得着属天的更新，让你的名在这里被高举，让我们在敬拜当中不见一人，只见耶稣。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，感谢主啊！这个，那我们今天这个经文呢，分享这个罗马书的经文呢，分享现在来到的第五章二十到第六章的第七节。
So today scripture is in a book of Romans 5:20 through chapter 6:7.
那我们分享的这个题目呢是新生的样式。
The topic is a new life in Christ.
那我们仍然是用一点点的时间呢，那回顾我们上一段经文所分享的内容呢，作为今天的一个背景。
So let's use some time to review what's our previous sermon, the content.
那么我们上一次分享的是五章的十二到十九节的经文。
The previous sermon was scripture is in book Romans 5:12-19.
那么这段经文当中呢，这个保罗呢分享了两个人，一个是亚当，一个是耶稣。
In that scripture, Paul introduced two people. One is Adam, one is Jesus.
亚当呢是神在世界上所创造的第一个人。
Adam is the first person that God created on the earth.
那么当亚当犯罪以后呢，神对亚当的咒诅呢就进入到整个一个人类。
So after Adam sinned, God's curse has come into the world.
那么就好像亚当呢开了一扇死亡的门，使死亡呢进来了。
So it's like Adam opened the door to death, and the death has come in.
那先是灵性上的死亡，然后呢是身体上的死亡。
First is the spiritual death, then the physical death.
那么于是呢，死就做了王，所以没有一个人可以挣脱死亡的。
So that's why the death has reigned, and no one can escape.
但是神借着基督这个摆上生命的代价，使人呢可以借着因信称义呢，可以重新来到神的面前，成为一个有灵的活人，活在神的面前。
God used Jesus as sacrificial, to save us, so we can have eternal life. We stay in God, and we are righteous by faith.
那么因着耶稣基督呢，这个你和我的这个罪。这个被除去了以后，我们不再被定罪了。
So after Jesus died on the cross, we were not going to be condemned by God anymore.
那所以说，保罗的结论是世人呢是因着亚当呢这个一个人得了罪，都落入了一个死亡的结局。
So now because Adam one person, so all the human being cannot escape death.
但是呢，人也因着耶稣基督呢这个一次的救赎呢，是永远让我们得的永生的生命。
But a human being, because one person, Jesus Christ, has salvation, then everyone can have eternal life.
属于亚当的呢是死做了王。
So belong to Adam was the death was reigned by death.
那属于基督呢是生命做了王。
If you belong to Jesus and you were reigned by the Christ.
那每一个人的出生呢，这个每个人在地上出生的都是属于亚当的。
Everyone born to Adam.
那么只有通过信呢的方法才能得着基督的义。
You can only get Jesus righteousness through faith.
让基督呢在我们的生命当中做王。
So Jesus can be your Lord in your life.
那么人呢就从永远的死亡的结局呢进入到一个永生的一个结局。
The man has gone from the forever death to the everlasting eternal life.
我们知道保罗在三章的这个二十一节的经文一直到第五章的结束呢，保罗一直在讲因信称义这个真理的。
So in chapter 3:21 and through the chapter 5, Paul is talking about justification by faith.
那么但是当一个人借着因信称义以后 得了这个生命以后呢，那人如何来活出这样一个新的生命呢？
After you have received this righteousness, how do you have a new life?
那么保罗呢在这个第六、第七、第八章呢所要阐述的信息呢就是因信成圣。
So Paul describe this in chapter 6, 7, and 8.
那就是一个已经重生得救的基督徒呢，是如何在地上能够得着生命的更新。
So once you've been sanctified, how do you get a new life on this earth?
那么这个生命呢，是越来越像基督的，叫人看见了我们呢，就看见了生命，看见了基督。
So this life will be make you more like Christ. So when people see you, they see the new life in you.
那么因信称义呢，在基督徒的生命当中呢，只有一次。
So our justification in our life only happened one time.
而成圣呢，是在一个不断的成长的一个过程。
But sanctification is a lifelong process.
因信称义呢，是我们在神面前的地位不一样了，因为我们这个因着基督呢，我们有一个合法的身份站在神的面前了。
So justification, that means we have a different position. Now we can come boldly in front of the God.
成圣呢，是我们因着这个称义呢，我们进入到恩典当中了。那么我们每一天呢，是与神同行，生命得的不断的更新。
Sanctification, that means we can come to this grace, and we will walk with a God every day, and we get a new life.
那这包括我的思想的，我的意念呢，我的意志呢，每天呢，都向着神的有更新和改变的。
So, all including my thinking, my mind, my will, they will every day that I will be refreshed by God.
那因信称义呢，是神为我做了美好的救恩。
Justification, that means God has saved me.
而成圣呢，是神在我里面工作。
But sanctification is the God work inside of me.
因信称义呢，是关乎属天的一个审判的一个场景。
So justification, that's a heavenly, it's a scene in the heavenly judgment.
而成圣呢，是关于属地的一个场景。
And sanctification is what you do on earth.
这个在第二次世界大战以后呢，很多的这个很多集中营的幸存者呢被解救出来。
After ending of World War II, a lot of people rescued from the concentration camp.
但是其中一些人呢，却拒绝离开。
But there are some people that refuse to leave.
他们仍然是选择这个待在集中营的废墟里面。
They choose to stay there.
他们习惯了过去的生活，被恐惧和这个绝望所束缚的。
They're bound by a fear and despair.
那么即使是给了他们的自由呢，他们仍然是活在一个旧有的一个思维模式当中。
So after they rescue, they have the freedom, but they still live in their old mode of thinking.
有一个这个集中营叫达豪集中营呢，是纳粹德国建立的第一个集中营。
There's one, the first concentration camp that was built by Nazi is in the Dachau.
那么在1945年4月29日呢，被美军所解放。
In 1945, April 29th was rescued by United States.
当美军进入这个集中营以后呢，就发现了这个有30,000名这个囚犯。
When United States Army, when they went into the camp, there's about 30,000 prisoners.
那许多人呢，已经这个生命呢，已经濒临死亡。
A lot of people was kind of in the end of the life.
然而呢，还有不少的这个幸存者呢，被解救以后呢，他们仍然是选择留在集中营。
But a lot of them, after rescue, they still choose to stay in the camp.
这就甚至拒绝离开。
And they refuse to leave.
因为他们长期在这个囚禁生活当中，失去了一个独立生存的一个能力。
Because long time they're in the camp, they have lost the ability to live independently.
他们害怕外面的世界。
They're afraid of the outside world.
他们不敢相信自由真的来临了。
They cannot believe that's true freedom.
这在当时呢是一件非常耐人寻味的事情。
So this is a very intriguing thing back then.
他们已经得了自由了。
They got freedom.
他们不需要受纳粹的欺压了。
They are no more under the Nazis authority.
但是他们当中有的人，他们选择不愿意离开集中营。
But there still have people choose to stay.
这是很多人在当时是看不懂的地方。
Back then was very puzzled to some people.
那么今天的这个保罗的经文也告诉我们，当我们因信称义了以后呢，我们应该离开原来犯罪的生命，进入到基督的生命里面。
But today Paul tells us once we have justified, then we should separate from our old sinful life and.Come into the new life into Christ and have a new life in Jesus.
这个并且活出这样一个新生的样式。
So we can live in the Jesus Christ likewise.
那么我们今天要借着这段经文呢，我们要分享三点信息。
Today we have three topics.
那么这个第一个呢是新生呢是不是不是人活在最终的一个样式。
First, new life is not a pattern of continuing sin.
那么第二个呢，新生是归入与主同死的样式。
Second, new life is begin united with Christ in His death.
那么第三个呢，是新生是与基督同复活的样式。
Three, new life is being united with Christ in His resurrection.
那么我们先来分享这个第一点信息：新生不是人活在最终的。
So number one, new life is not a pattern of continuing sin.
那我们来看这个第五章的二十节的经文。
So in chapter 5:20.
律法本是外天的，叫过犯显多，只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。
The law was added so that the trespass might increase, but where sin increased, the grace increased all the more.
那这里的意思就是说，律法以前呢，人就有罪了。
So right here says, before the law has established, people have sin.
因为有了这个律法的标准以后呢，人就知道我原来犯了更多的罪。
So after you have the standard of the law, then people can know they are sin.
那么保罗在前面第三章二十节的时候告诉我们，是因为律法本是叫人知罪的。
So the Paul has tell us that the law is tell you to so you know you have a disobeying the law.
但是我们也知道，人的罪再多，神赦罪的这个恩典呢，仍然是可以除去人的罪。
But we know, no matter how much you sin increase, but the grace has increased more.
那么第二十一节的时候告诉我们说，我们可以借着义呢得永生了。
So verse 21 says we can have an eternal life by justification.
那我们要注意这二十节的经文当中，这个讲的恩典更恩典显得显多。这个显多这个词呢，在原文当中是个复合词。
So we look at the verses, grace is increased all the more. All the more, that's a compound word.
它的意思就是超级的多，多的不得了的多。
That means many, 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 many.
那么就像这个罪呢，就像一条河流，但是恩典呢，它就像一个汪洋大海一样。
So sin is like a river, then the grace is like an ocean.
因为神赐恩典它是无限量的。
God's grace is unlimited.
那么罪呢，是永远没有办法超过神的恩典的。
God can never, sin can never exceed God's grace.
那么我们这个知道，这个保罗在写罗马书的时候呢，是滴水不漏的。
We know when Paul write a book of Romans, it's he did not miss anything.
是啊，他的逻辑是非常清楚的。
The logic is very clear.
那神让他看见，好像有一群人呢，在那里这个反驳保罗所说的话。
So God kind of like make a scene, like there's a lot of people is arguing with Paul.
因为呢，这个耶稣基督的救恩呢，就可以赦免我们的罪，那么我们就可以不断的犯罪了。
Because God's grace can forgive our sins, so that means we can continue sin.
那么人可以活在罪中之乐里面吗
？So can people live in the joy of sin?
那么这样的话，那么就不是叫恩典显得更加多了吗
？So then it's like the grace has increased more.
那保罗在这里用中文的翻译是断乎不可的意思，就是绝对是不可以，没有任何的这个余地的。
Paul says, by no means, in Chinese, that means it's absolutely not.
那断乎不可就是神的恩典不是这个不是犯罪的这个许可证。
So by no means, that means God's grace is not a license to sin.
因为这个好像这个因信称义了以后呢，我们可以这个继续这个犯罪。那我有一个犯罪的一个执照了。
So it's like, because after I sin, I can be forgiven, and so that means I have a license to sin.
不是因信称义就有这样一个犯罪的一个理由。
So it not Because you justify, so you can have a reason to go sin.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以看到，一个人虽然是因信称义，他信了主，但是里面的亚当的这个生命还是非常的厉害的。
So even a person has become a believer, but the Adam's life is still very strong inside of him.
那为什么说这个厉害呢？因为这个在罗马书的第六章这个第一节当中，保罗所指出了，这个他也是两边都要的。
Why is these people very strong? Because in chapter 6:1, Paul says, this kind of people, they want both sides.
那么这个人好像非常聪明，这个在地上过的最终之乐，他不愿意放弃，永生呢，他也要。
So those kind of people is like very smart. In the earth, they will enjoy the pleasure they don't want to give up. And forever, eternal salvation, they also wanted.
其实这样的人不是聪明。
This is not very smart.
而是拿自己的生命呢在开玩笑。
But you are joking with your life.
因为罪的本身它就是使人会失去很多的从神来的祝福和恩典。
Because sin itself will make people lose a lot of grace and blessing from God.
我们知道在这个旧约圣经当中，他有一个人叫参僧的。
We know in Old Testament there's a person named Samson.
那么参僧这个人呢，是被神所拣选的一个士师。
Samson, God chose him to be a judge.
神赐给他极大的一个力量。
God gave him a lot of strength.
让他可以击败这个非利士人。
So he can overcome Philistine.
但是这个人呢，他不断的违背这个神的律法，沉迷于这个非利士的这个女子。
But he keep disobeying God's law and drawing the beauty of the Palestinian women.
那么最终呢，他被大力拉的这个欺骗，这个头发被剪去了，神的能力呢就离开了他。
So in the end, he was fooled by Delilah, and after shaving his hair, God's power has left him.
那参僧呢，一直以为自己可以享受最终之乐的。
Samson thought that he can enjoy the pleasure in sin.
那么同时又有拥有神的能力。
And at the same time, he has God's power.
但他是最终失去了这个从神来的这个力量。
But in the end, he lost that power.
被敌人的这个挖去双眼，这个成为奴隶了。
And people, enemy, gouge his eyes, and he become a slave.
所以，一个信徒如果是信了耶稣，仍然是不断的犯罪，他必定会失去神给他的恩典和祝福。
So, if a believer, then you still continue to sin, you will finally lose the God's grace and strength.
那天上的这个恩，这个赏赐呢，他也会失去很多很多。
Then you will lose more, heavenly reward.
那很多弟兄姐妹会有这样的一个担心。
So some people may be worried.
他说：“难道人信主以后就不犯罪了吗
？”So that means after I become believer, I will not sin again.
不是的。
No.
那人信主以后呢，仍然是有旧生命的残余在我们的里面，我们仍然会犯罪的。
So after we believe, we still have the old self in ourselves, so we still will sin.
我们人人都会犯罪。
Everyone will sin.
保罗在这个罗马书的第七章，他也这样讲过。他说：“但我觉得自己中另有一个律，和我心中的律呢交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。”
And Romans chapter 7:23, Paul said, "But I see another law at work in the members of my body, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work with my members."
保罗也是个蒙恩的罪人。
Paul is a sinner blessed by grace.
但是我们看见这个保罗是非常警醒自己在这个神面前里面的罪的。
But we know Paul is very conscious about the sin.
那否则他不会说把我掳去叫我服从那肢体当中犯罪的律了。
Otherwise he will not say make me a prisoner of the law of the sin at work.
但是一个重生得救的基督徒犯罪以后，他里面有圣灵的提醒的。
If a reborn Christian after you sin, Holy Spirit will remind you.
一个重生得救的一个基督徒，如果你犯罪了，那圣灵呢必定会在你的里面做提醒的工作。
If you are reborn Christian, then of course, Holy Spirit will be inside of you.
如果一个人自称是基督徒，这个但是呢，他犯罪以后呢，根本里面没有这个圣灵的责备，那恐怕这个救恩确实有问题了。
If a person proclaims he's a Christian, but after he sins, he has no guilt, that means his salvation is in question.
保罗在这个第六章的第一节当中讲到这个犯罪呢，它是一个持续不停的一个犯罪。
So in chapter 6:1, Paul says this sin is a continuing sin.
在原文当中是一个不停息的一个犯罪。
In original context, that means it's non-stop.
而一般的得救的这个基督徒呢，他犯罪是点状的，是一点一点一点的。
A lot of a Christian after when they sin, they are a spot sinning.
你一犯罪就有圣灵提醒。
So once you sin, then you will have Holy Spirit alert you.
所以基督徒他犯罪，他不是一个持续不停的一个犯罪。
So Christian is not continuing to sin.
他的犯罪是点状的，不是线状的。
So it's a dotted sin. It's not like a line.
是一个好像这个一根不间断的这个线往前走一样的。
So it's not like a line and keep continuing forward.
所以保罗在这里讲的这种人呢，是看上去非常聪明啊，这个神的救恩呢，他是要的。
So Paul talk about those kind of people like they are very smart. They want God's salvation.
但是呢，魔鬼的这个最终之乐呢，他也要的。
But he also wants the pleasure in the sin.
他不愿意离开最终之乐。
He don't want to leave.
那保罗看见这样的人的心思和意念呢？保罗说：“对不起，没有这样的事情。”
So after Paul saw those kind of people, Paul said, "Sorry, this cannot be happen like this."
神的恩典是永无止境，是无限的。
God's grace is endless; it's infinity.
那我们不需要这个担心这个神赦罪的能力。
So we don't have to worry about God's pardon power.
但是呢，这个我们因为神有赦罪的能力呢。我们因信称义以后呢，我们就可以放纵情欲，这个为非作歹，那是这个真正是没有认识我们神的怜悯。
So if we think, oh, God can forgive me, so then we can continue sin after we've been justified and do whatever I want, that means we did not truly understand God's mercy.
也没有真正认识到神的爱，也没有好好的认识到罪的严重性。
We did not know God's love, and we did not know the serious of the sin.
我们要知道罪带来的这个破坏是非常非常的大的。
We know that sin is very destructive.
即使是你已经信主了也是这个样子的。
Even after you become a believer, it's also the same.
一个谎言它可以破坏弟兄姐妹之间多年的信任。
A lie can destroy the trustworthy in congregation.
一个谎言也可以毁掉一个家庭。
A lie can destroy a family.
那这样的事情在当今的社会当中是常有的事情。
So this has happened in our daily life very often.
所以人不可以小看罪，更不可以不断的犯罪。
So we cannot underestimate the sin, and also we cannot continue to sin.
那一个人不断的犯罪又觉得因信称义作为一个得救的一个保障这个有什么不好呢？
So if like a person keep continue sin, but also has the power to save, what's wrong with that?
我打一个比方
Make an example.
我家里有一个非常好的一个药膏呢，是可以用在我的皮肤这个伤口的治疗的。
I have a very good cream that can heal my skin, and I have that.
那我在早上起来刮脸的时候呢，就不小心呢用刀片呢划破了我的脸。
So if when I shave in the morning, I cut myself.
那我应该呢马上这个用药膏呢涂在这个伤口上。
So I will use the cream to heal my skin.
但是呢，我想我们很多的弟兄这个应该不会有这样的想法。
But I think a lot of people will not think like this.
因为我家里有这么好的药膏可以治疗我的伤口，所以我每天早上刮脸的时候呢，就刻意刮坏我的脸。
Because I have this magical cream and can heal my skin, so every morning I will shave myself and cut myself.
因为我有这个药膏来可以帮助我的。
Because I have this cream can help me.
所以我就可以乱来了。
So I can shave, you know, not very, very carelessly.
那我想，我们在这里弟兄姐妹，没有一个人会有这样的想法的。
I don't think any one of these will think like that.
因为这是非常愚蠢的想法。
This is very, very foolish thinking.
但是在实际的生活当中，我们或许就是这样的人了。
But in reality, we will be just like that.
我们不断的划破自己的脸，就是因为我有这个非常好的药膏。
I keep cutting myself because I have this imagined cream.
因信称义不是让我们继续活在不断的犯罪的一个光景当中，或者是理由。
So, justification by faith does not let us to a continue sin.
因为最终的伤害的是你自己的生命。
Because in the end, you hurt yourself.
你自己的家庭。
Your family.
和教会的见证。
Your church.
弟兄姐妹。如果我们因信称义以后的生命的状态是这个样子的话，那我们要思想一件事情。
So after we become a believer, if we still live like this, we have to think about one thing.
我们到底现在是罪做我的王，还是基督做我的王？
So now the sin is my king, or the Christ is my king.
所以根据保罗这个回答，我们起码可以得出这样的一个结论。
So according to Paul, we can have this conclusion.
这里没有灰色地带。
There is no gray area.
一个因信称义的基督徒，他不可以持续不断的犯罪。这是一个非常清晰的一个结论。
So now, a believer, they cannot continue to sin. This is a very clear conclusion.
好，我现在我们来分享第二点。这个新生是归入与主同死的样式。
So two, or don't you know that all, don't you know that all of us have baptized into Christ?
我们来看第三节的经文。
Verse
3. 这里保罗用一个洗礼的仪式呢，来阐明这个一人信主以后呢，就归入基督的一个死。
This is Paul after he baptized his death in Christ.
那就是一个人被浸在这个水里，象征了这个耶稣基督在十字架上的死，并且呢，还和基督一同埋葬的。
When you immerse in the water, it's like you are die on the cross with Christ.
那么这是在讲这个与基督一同死了。
This is talk about die with Jesus.
而且呢，是死得非常透彻的。
But die very thoroughly.
因为这里提到了这个一同埋葬了。
Because right here says you buried together.
然后从水里起来的时候，象征了复活了。
And when you raise from the water, that means it's an example like a resurrection.
那么这是讲到一个信徒信主以后呢，他这个在最终呢是一个死人。
So this is talk about a person become a believer, then he's a He has died to sin.
我们再来看这个第六章的这个第二节。
We can verse 2.
我们说到这里面罪上的一个死人，这个死原文是过去时。
So we talk about the die. This die is a past tense.
那么这里的英文的翻译呢，它是用完成时态这个来表达的。
So this in the English is shown in the complete sentence.
意思就是说，我们这个罪人已经死了。
That means this person has already dead.
有人会说啊，这个我现在活得好好的，怎么死了呢？什么时候死的呢
？Well, no, I'm still alive. How come? When did I die?
那我们根据上一段这个经文所分享的，这个原来是属于亚当的。
So we as a previous content, we know that we belong to Adam.
亚当在犯罪的时候呢，我们也在犯罪。
So when Adam sinned, we also sinned.
那么这个结论在上一次讲道当中已经阐明了，这个我们今天不讲了如果你有兴趣的话，可以听一听这个上一次讲到的这个信息。
We talk about this in our previous sermon. If you did not understand, you can go watch the video.
当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候呢，他为我们的罪被钉上十字架的。
Because when Jesus was nailed on the cross, he's doing that for our sin.
这个保罗自己也讲过。他说：“我已经与基督同钉十字架了。现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。”
So Paul has said, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me, and the life I live in the body."
我们看一句这个保罗这个时态就知道了。他这个知道保罗是与基督同钉十字架是在两千年以前的。
So
他是这个时态是过去。这个现在完成时。
So we know the tense that means shows Paul has crucified with Christ 2,000 years ago.
那所以说我的罪在两千年前已经被钉在十字架上了。
So my sin also nailed on that cross 2,000 years ago.
我的旧人是一个罪人，这个罪人已经死了。
My old self is a sinner. The sinner has died.
所以保罗现在在讨论的是什么？是我死了以后的新生活、新的样式。
So Paul is talking about after I die, I have a new life and a new style.
一个基督徒如果讲生命的话，就是在讲我死了以后在地上如何的活。
So right now, the Christian talk about a life. They talk about the new life. How do I live on this earth?
那么再讲的清楚一些，保罗现在讲的是一个重生得救以后这个生命的更新就是成圣。
So more clearly, Paul is talking about.Once you reborn after you've been saved, a new life, and that's a sanctification.
所以说保罗强调的是，我的旧生命既然是死了，就是不要让这个旧生命呢在死里复活。
So Paul is talking about my old life has died, so this old life don't have to be live inside of me.
而是靠着基督应该活出基督的一个死里复活生命。
But I will have a new life, and it's through Christ.
而且保罗在这里面讲得非常清楚，他说这个是与基督一同埋葬。
Paul talked about was buried along with Christ.
那原来的生命，这个死了，是一个死透了，进入到坟墓当中，当然是死透的生命了。
So the new life has, I mean, the old life has died, the sinful life has died, and that's died thoroughly.
那怎么理解呢？就是像一个人死了， 美国的法律规章制度对这个人这个死人是无效的。
So how to explain? Just like once you die, then American law and regulation has no effect on you.
基督像罪死了，我们也像罪死了。
Jesus died to Christ, we also died. Jesus died to sin, we also died to sin.
啊，因为我们与基督联合了。
Because we have united with him.
他像罪死了，我们也像罪死了。
So if he died to sin, we also died to sin.
那么接下来他是要向神活，这是表示我们这个。是也是要这个这个向神活，从这个国度被迁到另外一个国度当中去了。
And afterwards we are lived to God. That means we have been transferred from a sinful kingdom to a new kingdom.
我们因信称义呢，进入到这个恩典的这个领域当中了。
Our justification take us to the new era of grace.
恩典给我们力量。
God's grace give us power.
但是我们不可能同时活在两个国度当中的。
But there's no way you can live in two kingdoms at the same time.
不可能，因为这个你和死呢，是你和这个罪呢，这关系是死了。
There's not possible because your relationship with sin has died.
那死亡呢，对于一个世界上的人来说是非常可怕的一件事情。
So when we talk about death, in the worldly people were very afraid.
因信称义就是信心上看到你的过去已经死了。
So justified by faith, that means you have seen your past has already died.
对于世界上的人来说，好像这是个咒诅。
In the worldly, when we talk about death, that means like you are cursing.
但是对于基督徒来说，这是个福音。
But to gossip, to a Christian, this is a gospel.
一个当一个真正这个重生得救的基督徒，这个对于这个这个生命来说，就是像基督一样，是像罪死。
So a new reborn Christian is like a Christ that has died to sin.
是一件欢天喜地的事情，因为罪再没有这个辖制的力量了。
So it's a very joyful thing. That means death has sin has no power over you.
但是我们知道，这我们有的时候的我们的老生命我们的旧生命是不喜欢这样的一个像罪死的。
But we know our old self does not like to die to sin.
我们以为我们是像罪死了，但是那个旧生命它是非常顽固的。
We thought we have died to sin, but our old self is very strong.
它常常要坚持活下去。
It always insists to continue.
那么这个旧生命呢，也是要活，尽力活出死里复活的样子的。
So this old self is struggling to want to stay alive.
这个我们常常可以发现，这个不少基督徒在地上这个活得很累，为什么？
So we see a lot of Christians, they are very living a very tiring life on this world. Why?
因为旧的生命他不愿意去死。
Because the old self does not want to die.
两种生命在他里面征战。
So he has two lives fighting inside of him.
但是有一件事情，如果你单单的仰望基督，就是没有这种烦恼。
But if you can only look up to Jesus only, then you will not have this problem.
我们知道一个人在地上这个生命要结束的时候呢，有的时候是非常非常的痛苦的。
We know one person in the end of the life, nearly death, it's very painful.
所以这个这个医生常常用一些药物呢，可以使一些即将要这个临终的人减少一些痛苦。
So at this time, the doctor will prescribe some medicine to ease the pain.
当人在这种状况之下，唯一减少痛苦的方法就是尽快的死去。
This situation, the only way to release the pain is to die fast.
否则是半死不活，是非常痛苦的。
After you are half dead, half alive, it's very painful.
同样，当我们因信称义了以后，我们要知道我们和基督是同死的。
So we know after we become believer, we have died with Christ.
我们的旧生命已经和基督同钉在十字架上了。
Our old self has nailed on the cross the same time with Jesus.
那如果我们不愿意这个在最终时，我们自己会活得很痛苦在地上。
If we do not want to die to sin, then we will be a very painful live on this earth.
弟兄姐妹，神的话提醒我们，我们的旧人，包括我们的罪性，都已经随着基督在十字架上这个钉死了。
So God's words has reminded us our old self, including our sin nature, has died on the cross with Jesus. This is a spiritual truth.
这是一个属灵的事实。我们来看这个第三点。
We count the top three.
新生是与基督同复活的样式。
New start is to live with Christ.
这个我们来看这个第五节的经文
Verse 5
那虽然这个耶稣基督他是在两千年前被这个钉在十字架上埋葬复活了
So Christ was crucified on the cross 2,000 years ago buried resurrected It happened 2,000 years ago
这个是两千年前的事情但是呢当你信耶稣了以后呢 这个耶稣的生命这个中发生的事情也要发生在你的生命当中的。
Even though it happened 2,000 years ago, but when you become a believer, what happened to Jesus will also happen to you.
感谢主，这个当耶稣基督他死里复活的时候呢，你和我这些信徒呢是和他一同复活的。
So praise the Lord, when Jesus resurrected, we also resurrected with him.
为什么呢？因为我们与他联合了。
Because we have united with him.
这个很多人在这个。很多人在这个理解这个复活是一直是认为这里讲的是身体的复活。
So a lot of people understand this resurrect is a body physical resurrect.
不是的，这个身体的得赎它是一定会发生的。
No, that's not true. The body redemption will definitely happen.
那是在末日主耶稣这个再次降临的时候。
It will happen when the Lord come back again.
那么这里的复活呢，是发生在因信称义的同时，你的属灵的生命呢已经复活了。
So this resurrected is happen when you become a believer. Your spiritual life has resurrected.
你在属灵里面，它不再是个旧人，乃是一个复活的生命在你的里头了。
Spiritually, saying that means you're not old self, you are new life.
那么这个复活的生命呢，这个能力呢，是超过我们所思所想的。
The power of this new life is beyond our imagination.
因为这个第四节的时候，经文告诉我们说，一举一动有新生的样式了。
So in the verse 4 tells us that we have a new way of thinking and living.
那么这个生命呢，是神用基督呢的完美来补足我们生命当中的一个残缺的。
So this life is the God's complement to our original incomplete life.
是我们活不出来的。
With the perfect of the Jesus Christ, there's no way we can do it by ourselves.
但是神给我们。
But God gave to us.
因为这个在基督里面这个他可以将他的丰富呢充满我们。
God can give us abundance of grace.
就像这个你结婚以后结婚以后这个婚姻上是你与这个配偶联合了。
So it's like you get married and you are united with your spouse.
那么他的财富就是你的。
So his wealth and his richness is belong to you.
你的呢就是属于他的。
And yours is belong to his.
不再分彼此了。
There's owns everything, everyone together.
信了耶稣以后，就是你和基督呢是联合在一起了。
So once we become believer, we are united together with Christ.
他的生命现在就是你的生命了。
His life is into my life.
这个叫联合。
This is called united.
这个叫得救。
It is called redemption.
这个叫福音。
This is gospel.
耶稣死了，你也死了。
Jesus died and you also died.
在神的眼中，就是你应先信耶稣的那一刻呢，神透过你的罪呢，已经看你的时候呢，你的罪已经死了。
So now this means after you become believer, God look at you through the lens of Jesus Christ.
一个已经死去的人呢，是没有人来追讨他的罪的。
So once if you have debt, then no one will come to collect any debt from you.
神的愤怒呢，不会在他身上，因为他的罪已经全部处理了，全部赦免了。
So God's wrath is not upon him because all his sin has been forgiven.
如果我们的属灵的眼睛看不见这些事情的时候呢？我们看到很多的我们的工作压力，这个重担，还有家庭的纷争等等等等。
If you don't see this truth, then you will see it, and you will feel it's the pressure of the work and the family.
当我们看见这个因信用属灵里面看因信称义的时候呢，我们不仅仅是看到我们死的形状上与他联合了，我们也看到了我们在复活的形状上与他完全的联合了。
So after we become believer, then spiritually we also know that we are united with him, but we also resurrected with him.
那我们这个复活的生命呢，是和原来的生命完全不一样的，因为这是从神来的。
And our new life is totally different from our old selves because this new life is coming from God.
弟兄姐妹，一个复活的生命是怎么样的一个生命呢？我们要问。
So what kind of life is the resurrected life?
那我们就要回到圣经当中，我们看耶稣复活以后他做了什么。
So let's see from the scripture to see what Jesus did after he resurrected.
我们知道当时耶稣他复活了以后呢，他这个向众人是显现的。
So after he resurrected, he appeared to people.
那圣经告诉我们，他向这个妇女们显现。
He showed them to the lot of women.
他向玛利亚这个玛利亚显现。
He showed it to Maria.
他向这个以马忤士的这个两个门徒显现。
He appeared to two disciples.
他向这个十二个使徒显现。
He appeared to the 12 disciples.
他在加利利显现。
He appears in Galilee.
他这个多次多方的这个显现给五百众弟兄这个来看。
Even he appears to more than 500 people.
这个向众使徒显现，最后呢是向保罗显现。
and show them to all the believers. In the end, God has appeared to Paul.
这些显现的目的是要让人看到基督的死里复活的生命。
The purpose of this event is to make us to see that God's resurrected.
基督他死里复活的生命，他不受时间和空间的一个限制了。
And God's new resurrected life does not limit by the time and space.
今天呢，我们也得了这个死里复活的生命，也是要向人来见证耶稣的生命在我们里面。
Today we also receive this new life, and we can witness to be in front of the people.
虽然我们还受这个肉体的一个限制，我们不能这个穿过墙壁。
Although we are bound by our old body, we cannot walk through the wall.
但是我们可以见证基督改变了我们的生命。
But we can to be a witness that Jesus has changed my life.
原来我说谎成性了，现在我不说谎了。
Before I was lying all the time, now I stopped.
原来我在背后常常说人的闲话，现在我用爱心说诚实的话。
Before I like to gossip behind people's back, but now I can speak with honest in love.
原来我的脾气暴躁，看不惯就骂人的，现在我有一个谦卑忍耐的心了。
Before I was very bad tempered, now I can be a humbling.
原来我不关心太太了，那现在我更关心她了。
Before I don't pay attention to my wife, but now I will care and love her.
原来我不顺我顺服我自己的先生的，现在我学会了顺服。
Before I was disobedient to my husband, but now I learned to be obedient.
等等等等，这些基督徒生命的改变，就是见证耶稣基督的死里复活的生命在我里面了。
So all these changes change in my life is to let people see that I have a new life in me that's coming from Jesus Christ.
当一个人因信称义以后，他是这个与主联合了。这个联合呢，就像一个枝子这个接到了一个葡萄树上了。
So after we've been justified that we are united with the Lord, that means we like the vine connect to the grape.
就像约翰福音十五章这样讲的。
Just like John chapter 15 verse 5.
在这个葡萄树上的这个营养，这个他要这个输送到这个被接上的这个枝子上面去了。
The nutrition from the vine need to go through the branch.
让这个枝子的生命完全可以成为一个葡萄树的一个生命。
So the branch can be completely become a grape.
原来不是接这个葡萄树的果子啊，葡萄果子的，那么现在可以接出葡萄了。
So the fruit that did not bear grapes now can be bear grapes.
当这个我们因信称义以后呢，我们知道我们与主联合了。
So after we become justified, we know we have united with Christ.
就像保罗说的，这个我现在活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面了。
Like Paul said, I'm no longer lives inside of me is the Christ.
那即使是我跌倒了，但我里面有一个永远得胜的这样一个生命。
Even I fall, I still have this new life inside of me.
是一个死里复活的生命在我里面了。
It's a resurrected life.
我遇见难处，我没有办法解决的时候，我走投无路的时候呢？我里面的生命呢，可以让我胜过这前面的一切的一个环境。
So when I have difficulty, I have no way out, then I know there's a new life inside of me can give me a different perspective.
什么力量可以使我面对这个前面的难处呢
？What kind of power can make me feel face the difficulty in front of me？
因为我里面不一样了，里面是基督与我同在了。
Inside of me has different because I have Jesus living inside of me.
当我们这个与主联合以后，并不是说我们的生命没有问题了。
So that does not say after I become a united with Christ, I will have no problem anymore.
但神借着经文告诉我们，他仍然可以洗净我们一切的不义。
But God tells us He can wash our forgiveness, our unrighteousness.
如果一个医生一个人自称是医生，却从来不医治人。
If a person claims he's a doctor, but he never cures people,
那么这个结论就是他不是个医生。
Then he's not a doctor.
若是一个人自称是画家，但是从来不画，他就不应该被称为画家。
If there's a painter, he say, he's a painter, but he never paints, then he's not a painter.
如果一个人自称是作者，这个作家从来不写作，这个人不是作家。
If a person proclaims he's a writer, but never writes, then he's not a writer.
行医的才是医生。
So if only you practice medicine, then you are a doctor.
画画的才是画家。
You only become a painter when you paint.
写文章的才是作家。
You only become a writer when you write.
照样，行义的才是义人。
Also the same, you have to practice a righteousness to become just.
若我们确定我们已经因信称义了。
If we sure that we have been justified by faith.
并且我们也自称是个义人，就应该行公义的事，而不是行犯罪的事。
And you proclaim yourself as a righteous person, then you should do something that is just and it's not like a sin.
对于一个这个不犯罪，对于一个救生命的人是非常困难的。
But sinless is very difficult to old selves.
保罗在这里面说了什么？
So how Paul say?
他说我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Paul said, what a rich man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death?
保罗苦不苦？但是保罗没有停在这里。
But Paul is very difficult, but he did not stop here.
感谢神，他说这靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
But thanks be to the Lord, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
保罗能够胜过这一切，他不是靠着他自己。
Paul can overcome this, it's not by himself.
乃是靠着与他联合的基督。
It's by united with Christ.
他有了这个复活的生命以后，他可以容神一人了。
So after he has new resurrected life, he can benefit people and glorify God.
那今天我们也可以靠着基督在地上容神一人，使基督的名可以被高举。
Today we can do the same on this earth, so that the name of the Christ can be exalted.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，因着你这个借着这个因信称义的真理，你将属天的生命赏赐了给我们，我们向你献上感恩和赞美。我们也谢谢你借着保罗这段经文提醒我们，既然我们已经属于基督了，我们就应该停止持续不断的犯罪，因为我们的罪已经在2000年前与基督同钉十字架了，我们的旧人已经死了，并且与基督同埋葬。求主帮助我们，不让我们的旧生命这个死里复活，而是让我们靠着基督活出死里复活的生命，让我们一举一动有新生的样式，使看见的人将颂赞和荣耀归给主你自己。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
阿门。